Steve Miller back after a few days off.
Well deserved.
He said, "I got to get some rest."
I did.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, you
just
do this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. At this point in your life, yes, you really do.
Yep.
Yeah. Because once again, your life is ruled by another.
Oh yes, yes indeed. Yes, she does.
Very young. Yeah. Hey, the chance of showers 60% here in the homeland.
His wife appreciates you referring to her as very young.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Right here in the homeland, we got a 60% chance of showers today. That'll be kind of nice if that happens. 60% tonight as well.
Well, I thought this was like a sure thing.
Rob is talking about, you know, and chances of showers will dwindle.
I brought my rain jacket in here thinking I was going to have to swim to the car.
No, I don't think it'll be that bad.
Really? Is it still going to be cold?
Well, yeah, 49 tonight.
The radar is not showing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Well, I'll take that back. All right.
Oh, you got something?
Well, but it's way
Yeah, it's
far.
In Oklahoma, right?
Well, no, it's in the South Plains.
Oh, is it?
In the Panhandle. All right. So, and Lubbock wants more mud in the air. So.
Well, they need to knock the cow poop smell out of the air. So. Yeah.
But then it's just wet poop.
Yeah. Okay, it's Lubbock. And I say that I like Lubbock. I really do. One of my favorite places I used to visit when I did sports stuff. All right, 43 for a low temperature tomorrow night. That'll be nice. Sunny skies and a high temperature of 71 on Saturday.
It's going to be a wee chilly Saturday morning.
Well, yeah, for you people who have to get there really early.
You're probably going to want long pants and an Adidas jacket.
Yeah.
I usually don't wear the long pants.
Now you will.
I would suggest short sleeves under your jacket, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We'll finish the dressing tips part of the show.
That's better than talking about poo.
Yeah. What? You want to talk about Lubbock?
Nope. Jeez. 43 for a low on Saturday night, too. That should be pretty pleasant. Temps climb up a little bit more. We're probably 75 or so for Monday and Tuesday, but that's all right. And still kind of in the upper 40s on Sunday night. So the temps are really nice. If we can just get some rain, it'll be...
Well, as you said, there's a lot in Oklahoma right now. Oklahoma's pretty well covered up.
Yeah.
And the Panhandle is pretty well covered up, and there's some pretty severe stuff out there. And, you know, they have things that pop from the sky in
yes,
the Panhandle.
Yes, they do. And don't forget, there's never a day that Oklahoma doesn't need good washing. So, 61-year-old Michael Leroy Webster faces felony charges of theft in a business setting and identity theft for financial gain.
This sounds very white-collar for a guy named Leroy.
Yeah, he is accused of stealing more than $130,000 from his employer, Great Lakes Pipe Services of Duluth, Minnesota. Now, $130,000. Was it spent for new cars?
I have a guess.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Be no. A new kitchen?
No, that's not my guess. No.
Probably not.
How about your hot tub or maybe home theater setup?
I'm going to go with home theater setup.
Okay, well, we're not done.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, we're going to give you the actual reason. Adult websites.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought you were at least going to say gentlemen's clubs.
No, it was actually...
Wait, he spent how much on online pornography?
$130,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, you've got a problem.
Well... Yeah, and I'm guessing, you know, was he getting calls about, you know, overdue and that kind of stuff? Anyway, $130,000. So,
that's a lot of coin.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
That's a lot of coin in any sense, but especially for that.
I have no idea and really don't want any more details than that. But,
we got a lot of info.
Mation.
Perfect situation.
We'll just move along.
We're going to have a good time.
So for all you customers of the Great Lakes Pipe Service Company of Duluth, Minnesota, if you're wondering why your invoices were a little higher than they used to be, making up for that $130,000 shortfall.
I don't know. Maybe the costs will go down now.
KAGS HD's chief meteorologist Jared Bushnick and Rudy's have teamed up for Jared's Party on the Patio, Thursdays in November. Go to KAGSTV.com and click on the Rudy's logo to register for your chance to win. You and nine of your closest friends or family could be enjoying Rudy's barbecue and watching Jared's weather live from Rudy's patio. And during November, bring a new toy to Rudy's for Camo Santa, and you'll get a free gift. It's all from your friends at KAGS HD and Rudy's Barbecue and Country Store.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:19.
And if you have a birthday today, happy birthday. And if you don't, well, your day is coming.
By the way.
What?
By the way, as we start.
Sounds kind of ominous.
Yeah.
Your day is coming.
I can do it in a deep voice, like an announcer voice. But
Steve,
I don't have that.
You weren't here yesterday.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Ah, Steve.
Yeah,
I'll do better next time.
It here. I mean,
well, the problem is that what we found out yesterday at about this time was it was National Sleep-In Day.
I was partaking.
Well, that's good, but there are many who weren't, and that's the thing that's unfortunate is sometimes we can't let you know in enough advance to plan. But today is a special day. Today is Cranky Coworkers Day.
Oh, that's pretty much every day.
Come to the right place here.
Golly, yeah. Okay, so just letting you know.
Maybe that group needs a better flack to
it could be
to get their message out.
Kind of front this thing. Well, especially the sleep-in thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They need to be doing that like 24-hour advance notice.
There'd be a lot of people that want to participate.
I think so. All right, so let's do birthdays.
Well, actor-comedian John Cleese is 72.
Oh, all right, funny guy.
Country singer Lee Greenwood is 69.
One-hit wonder. Well, not really, but, you know.
No, he's just known for that.
Yeah, and he has to sing it.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, it doesn't matter where he goes. If he's performing at the Grand Ole Opry, Branson, or, you know, the Bug Tussle County Fair in South Dakota, that's the one song that if he doesn't sing, everybody, oh, I thought you were going to sing it, God Bless USA song.
And it's a song where you have to belt it out every time.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, take it off and go, well, I just really kind of half-sing it.
You really have to oversing it, or then you're unpatriotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if he wrote it.
Oh, I don't know.
Gosh, if only there was a way I could find
out. But, I mean, because that's fairly significant because, you know, we're talking performance.
He's not having to share the fees.
Yeah. I mean,
royalties.
He gets would get a piece of that action, so that'd be not bad. Now, let me see. Let's find out where he is. He's touring, it says here.
It was
Branson?
Written and recorded by Lee Greenwood.
Well, there you go. Then he's happy to sing it.
Yeah.
Making about as much as he can. The aforementioned Grand Ole Opry is the next time we'll see Lee's smiling face. That'll be this Saturday.
Is that on the old television?
I don't know. It might be.
Don't they still do the Grand Ole Opry
on
Saturday
but they
night?
Only do about 30 minutes of it.
Oh. Well, you might get lucky.
That's true. Have you been?
I have been, yes.
Yeah, because it's kind of neat. You know, they tell you, all right, settle down. We're about to go on the air.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't. That was a long time ago.
We say the same thing around here.
Yeah, you boys quit drinking and fussing, kicking up a fuss back here.
You country singers, sober up.
That's right. And then, of course, when they go to the break, they got some guy doing a commercial about, you know, feel fresh and clean inside. Remember that Black Draft?
No.
No? Black Draft helps you feel fresh and clean inside?
Does it do what I think it does?
Yes, it does.
Oh, my.
Does that mean clean you out?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you for removing any shroud of mystery behind it.
Oh, yeah. Well, like that had anything on what's already been talked about.
We are off and running this morning, let me tell you.
All right, go ahead.
You were the one complaining about talking about poop in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Bassist Gary Talent of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, he's 62.
And we're at work.
Author Fran Lebowitz is 61.
He's going to leave before 8 if we keep this up.
Yeah. I do have to leave at 8.
I know you do.
Singer Simon LeBone of Duran Duran is 53.
It'd be Duran Duran if you're from Texas.
That's right. And TV personality Kelly Osbourne is 27.
Isn't that nice? There are others.
Yeah, but I didn't care to read their names.
Nanette Fabre.
Oh.
Be 91. 91. And 91.
And what is she? Was she a movie star?
She was a television. Did some movies, but known basically for television. Had her own show, the Nanette Fabre Show, if you can imagine.
Oh, well,
Shelley Fabre's aunt, I believe.
I was going to say, I was wondering if there was a reference there.
Of course. How many Fabres do we know? Roberto Benigni. Yeah, him.
The G is silent.
59. Ruby D is 87. Jane Kennedy. You boys remember Jane Kennedy?
Oh, no.
Statuesque lady who actually did some sports anchoring for ZBS.
Last time I saw her, she was...
Yeah, she's a little larger now than she used to be. And again, a tall woman. So more than... She was statuesque, I guess, at that time. Now she's just fat. Tall and fat. Marla Maples is 48. And
hey, you know, you got to call it like you see it sometimes.
And Terry Anderson is 64. All right, 623.
Hi.